So welcome to the Chop Shop, where we talk about the adventure and more importantly, we do experience points. Now, part of playing these games is character development, and a lot of games, different games handle character development differently. Like classic D&D, it's kind of based off of, you know, the XP value of your monster. Some games don't really offer development so much as character shifting and changing. Cyberpunk Red does something interesting here in that it wants you to sort of fill out a short questionnaire of what type of role player you are. So in the book, they break up role players into four different categories: warriors, explorers, socializers, and role players. Warriors are people who really like fighting. Socializers are more about, these are the things that, like, I like to hang out more than I like to, you know, like, get deep into the game. Explorers are people who like to, you know, expand the world and the lore. And role players are people who really like to focus on their characters. So the game splits these gamers into four different categories. And then each player is supposed to choose five things that they find the most important out of, like, a list. So, like, for warriors, it would be something like defeat an enemy in battle, gain a powerful tool or weapon, prove your skill, make the most powerful character, and so on and so forth. So right now, everybody is going through those lists and figuring out what they've chosen. Oh, and whichever one of those you choose the most in, that's sort of your general play style. And then the improvement points that are geared towards a particular play style. So after each game session, the GM awards all players improvement points based on how successful they were. And if the players didn't finish the mission, they're awarded IP based on either their primary or secondary play style. So what we're going to do is you're going to get a group award, and then you're going to get the highest award based on either your primary or secondary style. So who would like to go first and talk about which what two styles they are most likely?
I can.
Okay, go ahead, Tony.
I was split almost evenly between role player and warrior, because that's just kind of my jam. Yeah. But I think I leaned more towards role player this session. Just one of the games that I definitely like. I just had a very clear picture of what I wanted to do, and playing off of Sarah makes things real easy. Because
right. Yeah. So I think we're going to give you. So everybody's going to get 30 IP from the group table, and then I think we're gonna give 20-30 points being a role player, because that's frequent and effective use of role playing to accomplish a goal, which is definitely what you were doing. Let's go to Ethan.
I would say I'm kind of between warrior and explorer, but probably more warrior for this one.
Let's give you, we'll give you 60 points as well. So 30 for the group and 30 for, let's do 30 and 20, because used combat skills often and effectively often taking out important opponents, because you did take out, that goon pretty quickly.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let's go to Sarah.
I think if I have to pick one, I'm going to say role player.
Okay.
For my own.
So let's see here. Yeah, I'm gonna go with. Actually, we're gonna give you a 30 and then 40.
Okay.
Because you had some clever speech and interaction going on there, and I think that these will all kind of even out as we go. So let's go to Tony.
Originally I was,
So what two categories did you end up with?
I'm actually torn between three.
You can't be torn between three because what did you pick? Let's go back.
Okay. Warrior and role player.
What did you pick within warrior and role player?
Let's see. Warrior, I had defeat an enemy in battle. And role player, I said,
So the choices in those in those things aren't what you did. They're what you prefer to do.
Oh, what I prefer to do.
Yes. Okay. Like what do you enjoy about the game here? And that's what you pick.
Oh, okay.
So we'll loop back to you after pick the Jordan.
I was split between explorers and role players.
Okay. Though I guess I do kind of want to, I do want to maybe go back around and see what everybody picked out of their specific things to get those categories. Cause I am kind of
want me to do it now.
Yeah. Do it, okay. Do it.
So I really enjoyed, meeting characters in the world. So mm-hmm. Bob was super cool and the 666ers, were very cool. Learning about the different stuff in Night City and the lore and new Nomad Clan. And for role playing, obviously, you know, we're all role players. but
yeah, I think that's going to be either one of the two. It's you're going to be a role player or that's going to be your secondary. But
yeah. So for role players, writing up the character's background, knowing about like favorite things and like pets and like trying to figure out enemies and that fun stuff and mm-hmm. acting out and dressing up for all of the fun stuff for the game as well.
Okay. So I'm going to say, let's see here. Investigation. Let's go with 30 for the group and 20 for you, based off of the role play the character all the time and often effectively.
Awesome.
For a total of 50. All right, Tony, we're back to you.
Okay, so I'm thinking explorers and role players.
Okay. Go ahead and tell us what you picked.
Five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, for like five total or
five total.
Okay, so solve a difficult puzzles one in explorers. Contribute to the history of the world is another. Learn about the world and its lore. So explore. Those are three from explorer. And then for role players, write up your character's backstory and create extended family around your character.
Okay, so let's give you 30 out of the group, 20 out of role player.
Okay.
So let's go back and go to Tawny. Which ones did you pick out of the
so five? Under warriors, I picked have a nemesis to beat and prove your skill in battle. And then under role players, I did write up your character's background because
Tawny definitely tends to be the allow me to show you my homework when it comes to characters.
Yeah, ain't no problem with that.
So yeah, write up your character's background, know about your pet's favorite things, friends and enemies, and act out the accents or mannerisms of your
right okay. Ethan,
I went defeat your enemies in battle or your enemy in battle. Prove your skill in battle. Solve a difficult puzzle. Learn about the world and its lore. And then I did contribute to the group of a success because I really like, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, Sarah?
For role players, I went with create extended family around your character because I have Winger. And well,
you also tend to be the person to be like, hey, can we have a connection when we make characters? So that makes perfect sense.
Right. And like, I picture like what our family looks like, what it was like when we had a family, like what all that is like. Know about pets, favorite things, friends and enemies. I'm like, everybody probably knows me. I have virtual pets. My favorite things are awesome. Like I just
told about my Tamagotchi.
right. Like I feel like I know exactly what her setup looks like and what all of her like her gear looks like. Acts out the accent and mannerisms of your character. I feel like I'd do good with that. explorers for solve a difficult puzzle. I love that. And meet someone new in the world.
Cool.
So
I like that's what I find the most interesting about this system is that it lays bare this idea of like, well, what do you want out of this game as opposed to the assumption that a lot of games are like, oh, well, you're all playing the same game, so you all want the same things. And that's not necessarily true. So it's I'm very glad to have these things. And I actually kind of will encourage you to like maybe send them to me, or we'll put them in a doc somewhere. So that way the next time I'm like, has it been a while since we've done a puzzle? We should probably do a puzzle, you know? So that way, I can make sure that I'm hitting all the right spots. So, as far as experience points go, the next page has the costs, but I don't think anybody really, unless you're raising something that is like out of the, on the bottom, we really don't have that much to spend. So we're probably just going to bank it for right now, but do keep those in mind. Like I'll trust that you guys are tracking that stuff as opposed to, and maybe if you do spend things, say, oh, by the way, Rob, I got a thing. Like, I don't necessarily think the GM already has so many things to keep track of. It's like, I don't also need to like, oh, did you spend all the experience points? And you are grown ass adults pretending to be elves. I can let you.
We can, like, take a couple seconds to write down another number.
Right. Like really one of my best GM tips is, you know, push off as much work as you can on the players.
And, that's true.
But I mean, even with this past session, you know, we're talking about, all right, Ethan, tell me about Bob. Like, Bob immediately became a theater of the mind player's favorite, who is probably going to have to show up in a later episode because you want to know what happened to him. And you know, that often works, because then that creates a character that you are all engaged with, as opposed to me creating a character and hoping that you'll like them. Though between Trent and Morningstar and Cricket, like, we've got some pretty strong NPC personalities already, and I think that'll really help us play out as we go. So, okay, well. I think that concludes our Chop Shop. So we'll see everybody next time for some more Cyberpunk Red. Special thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. And please make sure, if you enjoyed our show, to like and subscribe either on YouTube or subscribe to us wherever you find our podcast. If you loved our show, please consider becoming a Patreon member, where you get to hang out and talk with us and play video games with us and discuss ideas about different shows, and in some cases make us cry with awesome feedback. So until our next time, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Just repeat to yourself, it's only a game. I should really just relax.
Good morning, Night City. This is Tawny coming at you from Theater of the Mind Players to let you know that our theme music for the intro and outro was done by Exandroid. All of our backing track is coming at you from Dark Fantasy Studios. We also want to give a quick shout-out to Arc Dream Publishing and Evil Hat Productions for sponsoring our show. Don't forget to like, share, rate, and subscribe wherever you see Theater of the Mind Players, especially our YouTube. Thank you and good night!